was hoping you were going to keep going as you're starting to feel good in here. Amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. How many thankful for the freedom tonight? Amen. Amen. We are free indeed tonight. Amen. Thankful for what the Lord is doing. Amen. In this place, in your life. Amen. I'm just thankful for the Lord tonight. Amen. We serve a good God. Amen. You can be seated tonight. Amen. So tonight we were supposed to have a missionary. So I am him. I'm he tonight. Amen. I'm a Californian missionary here tonight. Amen. North American missions. Amen. But it's good to be in the house of the Lord. He couldn't make it, so here we are. Amen. I want to read tonight out of the book of Psalms, chapter 20, verse 5 through 9. Amen. It says, "We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in thy name, in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand." Amen. "Some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They brought down, they are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright." Amen. "Save the Lord, let the King hear us when we call." Amen. Let's just pray real quick tonight, church, and thank the Lord for his word. God, we thank you for your word today, God. God, I pray that you would have your way in this service today, Lord. God, that you would be with us. God, that you would challenge us. God, that you would even speak to us tonight. God, we thank you for your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Psalms 20 and 1 said that in the beginning of the chapter, it said, "May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the Lord, God of Jacob, set you up on high. May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble." Amen. Amen. Trouble. Amen. There are times in our lives where we face troubles, or we have a trouble, or a situation in life, or maybe a decision that we made that maybe wasn't the best. Amen. But I pray today that, like David, that the Lord would hear my cry. Amen. And that the Lord would hear my voice. Amen. And that he would come. The Bible says that he would hear our petitions. Amen. I want to be in a place with God where God can hear me, and God can come down and help me. Amen. I believe that tonight we serve a God who is concerned about the affairs of our life. Amen. I believe we serve a God who sees every tear and hears every prayer. Amen. I believe we serve a God who is for us. Amen. Who is watching us and who has the best in mind for us. Amen. I believe it's in Jeremiah where he says that he knows the plans and the thoughts that he has for us. It's a very popular scripture that we quote. But he says that he would give us an expected end. There is a place that God sees us and a place that God has for us. Amen. God is not just helping us here and there, but God has an expected end for us. He knows the beginning from the end. Amen. I'm so thankful tonight for a God who knows about the details of my life. Amen. And it's so easy sometimes to get stuck in a place where we are in our own lives, our own walk with God, and we can see is the mountain in front of us. And all we can see is the situation in front of us. But God knows the beginning from the end. Amen. And I want to tell somebody today, if you're in that place tonight, I want to tell you that if you just stand strong, and if you just keep doing what you're doing, that God is going to fight your battle. Amen. That God is going to see you through. Amen. Because there's a God who is watching you, and there's a God who is keeping you. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. I'm thankful for the keeping power of God. God keeps us. Amen. When we don't know what's going on and we're like, man, I don't know what I'm going to do, and everything's against me. But we need to stop and realize and remember that we're still alive. And we're still alive because God has kept us. Amen. Because God is with us. Amen. And so we're talking in the scripture, that the text that we read tonight. Today we celebrate victories we've won through Jesus. Just from the very onset tonight, I want to tell you that everything that we do that is productive, that is good in our life is through Jesus Christ. Amen. It's not you or I, but it's the power of God. Anything good that we do is because God is good. Amen. And so the victories we can celebrate tonight are we won through Jesus Christ. Amen. And when we lift up our banners in victory and we count our accomplishments, we know that it was the Lord. Amen. We know that it was the Lord. Amen. It's God who reigns. Amen. It's God who reigns. It's God who gives us the ability for any accomplishment that we accomplish in our life or the victories in our lives. It's God. Amen. He controls the winds and he controls even the hearts of men. It's God today and God alone. Amen. Understanding, when we understand who God is, it's very important. It's very important that we understand who God is. And I've really been enjoying the last few Sunday mornings, Bishop talking about the oneness of God. And it's so powerful because when we truly understand who God is, we truly understand what God is. We understand that there is nothing that can stop us, that there's nothing that can derail us, that there's nothing that can hold us back when we truly understand who God is. We are a blessed people today. We're a blessed people because we understand that the name of Jesus has all power in heaven and in earth. We understand that at the name of Jesus, even the demons got to tremble. Amen. Amen. It's a powerful name. It's the name of Jesus. Amen. It's very important in life and in situations. There's many times that we can, it's amazing because we could be facing something and all we can see is the situation in front of us. But we forget the power in the name of Jesus. We forget the power of God, that same God that brought you in can keep you. Amen. That same God that brought you in can knock that mountain down in front of you. Amen. It's the power of the name of Jesus. Amen. So I've come tonight to remind you today that Jesus, amen, still holds all power. Amen. Amen. I believe today that to the believer who is rooted in Christ, who has weathered probably many of storms, and at times, whether he or she has been through many things, and maybe you've asked yourself, you know, I'm not quite where I want to be. But I'm talking to people today who believe in God. I'm talking to people who have been through situations. And maybe you asked yourself, I'm not quite where I need to be. Amen. But we need to understand today that you are exactly where God wants you to be. Amen. You say, but Brother Ray, I'm in the middle of a bad situation. But I've come to tell you tonight that you're right where God wants you to be. Amen. And so we may not even understand today what we're going through or why we're going through it. Amen. But I want to encourage somebody tonight, amen, who has been standing for the name of Jesus. Amen. To keep on standing. Amen. The Bible says when you've done all that you can do, just stand. Amen. I've come tonight, if I don't say anything else, hear me tonight. If you don't know what else to do, just stand on the name of Jesus. Amen. And he will see you through. Hallelujah. I know this sounds elementary tonight, but there's nothing elementary about the God that we serve. There's nothing elementary about the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The Bible says that he's the same today, yesterday, and forever. God has not changed. God has not left his post. Amen. We at times forget the power of God. Amen. And so in this passage of scripture that we've read tonight, it talks about that there would be a banner. Amen. And tonight we need to stand and raise our banner. Amen. We need to stand and raise our hands. Amen. At the conclusion of this message tonight, I pray tonight that God would touch the hearts of every individual in this place. I pray that a spirit of praise and worship would fall fresh on us tonight. Amen. I pray that we would begin to declare some things in the spirit. Amen. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. That we would begin to speak some things. Amen. That would demolish the enemy. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so the scripture said, we will rejoice in thy salvation and in thy name, in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. It's not time for us today to throw in the towel. Amen. But rather to raise our hands and understand that we're hid in Christ. Brother Corey, I belong to God. I'm hid in Christ. Amen. I am called of Christ. And as long as I am fighting the fight, amen, all things will work together for the good because I am living according to the purpose of God. Amen. I'm not hid in a dilemma. I'm not hid under somebody else, but I'm hid in Christ. Amen. And as long as I do what's right, amen, God will bless and help according to his purpose. Amen. We are the called of God. We are the elect. Amen. The Bible says that we're the salt of the earth. Amen. We are the apple of his eye. Amen. We are God's children tonight. Amen. Many of us struggle today in trial and tribulations because trial and tribulations have a way of blinding our allegiance to God. Amen. Just hear me tonight for a little while. We can get so caught up on something that's going on or a situation that we forget God. That we forget that there's a creator, that there's a God who can speak to the wind. We forget that there's a God can tell that can speak to that mountain and that mountain can be removed. We forget that there's a God who is fighting for us. Amen. And so the struggle, amen, has a way of blinding us. What I'm saying tonight is the trouble has a way of shifting our focus. And if we're not careful, fears and anxieties and all these things that the enemy likes to capitalize on, and he likes to use these things, and they become our banners. It is no longer the Lord is my salvation, but it's anxiety and it's fear and it's trouble and it's distress. But I've come to tell someone tonight that that's not the will of God. Amen. We forget that God is on our side. The writer tells us in Psalm 139 and 8, it says, if I ascend to the heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and in thy right hand should hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall come over me, even in the night shall the light be about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee. But the night shineth as the day, and the darkness and the light are both alike to thee. For thou hast possessed my reins. Amen. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. He knows the end from the beginning. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Amen. So for the good and for the bad and even the ugly, God is with you. Amen. I said God is with you tonight. Amen. God is with you. The Bible says that he possessed my reins. In other words, it's God who is leading you. It's God who is guiding you. It's God who is pulling you left and pulling you right and sometimes pulling you to a complete stop. I want to tell someone tonight in the Holy Ghost, amen, don't question where you're at tonight, but understand that God is leading you and God has you right where he wants you tonight. Hallelujah. If you believe that, give a hand clap of praise to the Lord. So it's God who leads us. And it's up to us to understand and accept the process. We've got to accept the will of God. We've got to trust God with our life, with our family, and with all that we have. Amen. Because if we are submitted to God, God will lead us and God will guide us. And God will even purge us. Amen. Because God is building something in you. The scripture said that you were fearfully and wonderfully made. God is making you something that is beautiful. Amen. And at times in our lives, we may feel even broken. Amen. We feel broken. And there's a song that says that we are beautifully broken. I want to tell you, if you feel that way tonight, amen, God still has his hand on your life. God is making you, and he is shaping you tonight, amen, because he has a purpose and a will for you. Amen. I believe that tonight. I believe that every single one of us in this place has a purpose, amen, to perform here on earth. I believe that we are the hands and the feet of God and the mouth of God. I believe that we are the mouth of God, the voice of God. Amen. It's time for us to declare and to speak and open up our mouth. Amen. And to share the whole counsel of God. Amen. Because if we don't do it, nobody's going to do it. If we don't say it, nobody's going to say it. The world is full of enough hoopla, amen, of a bunch of stuff that means nothing, amen. But we have got to share the whole counsel of God. We've got to share the light to this world. Amen. God has given you a voice today. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And so God is doing something in us. He's working on us. He's leading us. He's guiding us. And he said in our scripture text, he said, I will praise thee. Understanding is so important today. Understanding that Jesus is my banner. And that our response to adversity positions Christ in our life. Our response to adversity positions God in your life. How you respond to the things around you positions God and the power of God in your life today. Amen. Our spiritual man has a posture. Amen. Our spiritual man has a posture. It has a stance. It's either going to stand up and stand firm and stand strong, or it's going to be slouched. Amen. And fearful and withered. Amen. But God wants us to stand tonight, amen, head and shoulders over this world and over the enemy and over the things that come our way. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, not only do we have a spiritual posture, but we have a voice. We have a voice. We have a voice in a day, in an age where people want to drown out the voice of God. They want to drown out what's right. And they want to make fun of religion and the people of God, amen. You can talk about a little bit of religious things, but when you really get down to the nitty gritty, you start to mention the name of Jesus Christ, amen. There's an attack that comes because the enemy knows that all power in heaven and earth is given to Jesus, and when that name goes forth, something begins to happen in the atmosphere. Something begins to be released. Understand that the enemy wants to silence the voice of the church. Hallelujah. That's why David said in the scripture text, he said, I will praise you. Amen. I will praise you. He was making a declaration to God. Amen. He knew who God was. He knew who God was. Amen. Our declaration today, amen, there needs to be a praise that comes out of our mouth in this day that says, I will praise you, God. God, I will worship you, Lord. God, I will stand for truth. Hallelujah. There's got to be a praise in our mouth. We cannot be ashamed of the name of Jesus. We cannot be ashamed of the name of Jesus because there are people who need to hear and feel that name. Amen. Declaration still looses God on your behalf. Hear me. Declaration still looses God on your behalf. That's why David said, he said, I will praise thee. That's why David was so crazy, because David was always praising, because he understood when he began to praise God that things begin to happen. Amen. He understood that God began to be loosed in his life, in his situation, when he began to vocalize about a God, about the one true God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I wonder what would happen in this place, in our lives, in the things that we're going through, if we would begin to just loose on our lips the name of Jesus, if we would begin to declare some things in the Spirit and say, God, I praise you. God, I worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Declaration still looses God on your behalf. It's telling the atmosphere, it's telling the prince of the air, amen, that there is one that is greater than you. Hallelujah. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we, the church, Abundant Life Center, will remember the name of our Lord. Hallelujah. There ought to be a praise on our lips. You say, hell's breaking loose. There ought to be a praise in your mouth tonight. Hallelujah. 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 When we begin to praise God, everything changes. David said, I will praise thee. David knew. Hallelujah. The banner that we need to read many times, the banner that we read about many times in Scripture, they would use this in war to promote or to show allegiance. They would use and have these banners in the air to symbolize their connection to whom they were fighting for. Amen. They never waved a banner that said, we're really outnumbered, but we're going to give it our best. What do you think about that, Brother Corey? They never waved that kind of banner. They never waved a banner that said, we're gripped with fear. Amen. They never waved a banner that said, we're overtaken by anxiety. Amen. But the reality is, we waved those banners tonight. The reality is, us blood-bought children of Jesus Christ have the tendency to wave the banner of fear, to wave the banner of despair, to wave the banner of anxiety. Amen. But what would happen if we would begin to wave the banner of Jesus Christ? Hallelujah. Something would begin to change. David said, we will raise our banners in the name of the Lord. David understood that the battle wasn't his, but rather the Lord's. Whatsoever we do, amen, we ought to do in the name of the Lord. You see, there is no power in anything else. But we know tonight that all power belongs to God. All power in heaven and earth belongs to God. The Bible tells us that they that know their God shall do what? Come on, Bible scholars. Shall do exploits. They should do great things. They should do powerful things. They that know their God shall do exploits. Amen. It's the will of God for us to tear down mountains. It's the will of God for us to knock the devil on his behind. It's the will of God for us to have victory all the time. It's the will of God for us to have a fresh praise on our lips, no matter our physical condition, no matter our financial condition. It's the will of God for us to be a praising church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the question today is, what are we waving around? What are we waving around? Understanding the name of God is such a powerful thing. Understanding the name of Jesus and the power. 1 Samuel says, Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield. He said, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied this day. The Lord will deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee, and I will take thine head off thee, and I will give the carcass of the host to the Philistines this day, and to the fowls of the air, and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Can I tell you tonight, sometimes God puts opposition in your way so that all the world may know that there's a God in your life, so that all the world around you may know that you serve a God that is greater. Amen. So many times we go through situations and we go through things, and all it is God trying to show up and show out in your life. And all it is God trying to reach out and touch somebody. Hallelujah. That the world may know. Amen. Is there not a cause tonight? God is reaching for people. It's the gospel. It's the power of God unto salvation. That all the world may know, Brother James, that there's a God. Amen. And God is using you. You are the conduit of God. You are the voice, like I said, of God. You're the hands of God. You're the feet of God. If you won't put that praise in your mouth, if you won't open your mouth, if you won't open your mind, if you won't open your heart, amen, God cannot speak, amen, to this world. Hallelujah. David had it right because he understood that it wasn't by his own understanding or abilities, but he understood that victory only came through the name of Jesus Christ. Not only through the name, but by declaring the name. We've got to speak the name of Jesus Christ. We've got to begin to say things. We've got to put ourselves out there. We've got to tell people that there's a God. Amen. When you begin to do that, you'll be surprised what God will begin to do on your behalf. God is looking for people who are moving in boldness, people who are not afraid to step out and proclaim their God. Amen. God wants to come out of the box tonight. We've got to get God out of the box tonight, but we keep putting him in the box because we don't want to offend nobody, and we're worried about what we look like. But I'm telling you tonight, there needs to be a praise on your lips. There needs to be some praise in your mouth, and somebody needs to declare that there is a God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But not only did David understand that it was power through the name, but by declaring that name. When we declare the name, we are activating God in our situation. Because God responds to faith. You want to activate God, declare his name. Begin to speak his name. Begin to tell people about the goodness of God. And God will show up in your situation. God responds to faith. And when there is no faith, where there is no faith, where there is no voice, where there is no boldness. I don't know if you guys get it today. So here's the thing. We might as well just own this tonight. We're crazy, Pentecostal, apostolic people. Somebody needs to tell the world about Jesus. Amen. Somebody needs to tell the world about Jesus. And guess what? God chose you. God chose you. God chose you. And God chose me. Amen. And so where there is no faith, there is no victory. Amen. David understood it. David understood it. Amen. I'm not trying to look good for the enemy tonight. I'm not worried about what I look like or what people think about me. I used to be like that. Amen. But I got to understand that greater is he that is within me than he that is within the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Peter understood it. Paul understood it. That's why Paul said in Romans, he said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation. To everyone that believeth, the Jew first and also the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God." For what? For therein is the righteousness of God. Where is it at? It's when you vocalize and you say, "Hey, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ." Why? Because for therein is the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. It is revealed from faith to faith. And it is written, "The just shall live by faith." Amen. Paul's telling us we need to get after it. Amen. We need to speak it. We need to live it because he said, "In there is the righteousness of God." Hallelujah. You see, this gospel we preach takes a voice. It takes someone to declare it, Brother Corey. It takes somebody just to say it. Amen. I know before we were saved, we used to say a lot of things. Amen. Now that we're saved, we need to say Jesus. Amen. Amen. We need to say Jesus. And it only works when we begin to verbalize. Paul said that it is the power unto salvation. David said in our scripture text, "We will rejoice in thy salvation." It's telling the enemy, it's telling people that there's a God who saves. There's a God who holds all power. That there's a God who can save you. Amen. And when you begin to speak that name and you begin to confess that name, the supernatural opens wide up and something begins to happen. Amen. The power of God begins to manifest itself. Hallelujah. David understood it. Why? Because God is revealed when you speak his name. He's revealed. I don't know about you tonight, but it's time for us to just start declaring healing, amen, and victory. And whatever it is that you need in your life tonight, it's time for us to start declaring some things in the name of Jesus. It's time for us to start speaking some things over our homes and over our ministries. It's time for us to start to open our mouth, amen, and to begin to declare the name of Jesus. David said, oh, I will praise you. I've given you the secret tonight, church. I sound repetitive like a broken record. But David said, oh, I will praise thee, O Lord. God, I will praise thee. Brother Ray, I don't know what to do. Oh, God, I will praise thee. Oh, God, I don't know how I'm going to pay the bills. Oh, God, I will praise thee. Oh, God, I will praise thee. I will praise thee. I will praise thee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because God is revealed when you praise him. David said it, I will praise thee. Praise will elevate us. Hallelujah. Amen. Anybody thankful for the presence of the Lord tonight? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And my iPad just went crazy. Praise him. Amen. And so, hallelujah. 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 So praise will elevate God in our life. It will praise if it in It would elevate God in our life. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord, the Bible says, will raise up a standard when we begin to praise God. When the enemy comes in like a flood, amen, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard if we will vocalize and we will call upon the name of the Lord. It is a declaration of truth that is timeless, Brother Corey, that changes not. There are some things that I can declare tonight and nothing will happen. But when I begin to declare the name of the Lord, heaven and earth has to respond. There's something that happens. It happened in Acts 2:38. I call it heaven's response. When the people assembled together, they got together and they began to cry out to God. Heaven took notice and the Holy Ghost came down and it began to change lives. It began to change individuals. There's a response that comes from heaven when we begin to declare some things in the Spirit. Hallelujah. 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 It's declaration. It's declaration of truth. And the truth is, God is able tonight. Amen. God is able. Does anybody believe that God is able? Amen. It's 8:30. I gotta close it up here. Amen. I never wanted to be one of them long-winded preachers. Praise the Lord. Forgive me. Amen. But there is power in the spoken word. And there is power in the name of Jesus. Amen. It's time to lift our banners, to lift our hands, to lift our voices to God. Amen. In Matthew 16:19, it said, And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Whatever you speak, whatever you start to proclaim, God is wanting to step in and to help. Amen. What do you say tonight that we begin to declare some things tonight in the spirit, to begin to declare some things in our lives? Amen. I believe tonight that there's a God who hears us, that there's a God who loves us, that there's a God that is waiting for us to cry out to him tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says that if we are ashamed of him, that he will be ashamed of us. Amen. But we're not. Paul said that he was not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. And scripture says in Timothy, that I believe it's in Timothy somewhere, it says to make your calling and election sure. Amen. To understand that what you're going to do for God and who God is. Understand that I'm going to live for God and I'm going to stand for God. Amen. If we're ever going to possess victory, amen, we need to align ourselves with the will of God. If we're ever going to have deliverance, we need to align ourselves with the will of God. We've got to begin to declare the name of Jesus. Amen. Our declaration tonight is not only for you and I, but it's for those that are around us. Amen. There are people tonight that are watching us. There are people tonight that they see us, and if we waver or if we falter. Amen. And I'm going to go ahead and share this story tonight because he's not here. And my brother-in-law, he's not here tonight. I don't see him anywhere. Amen. Man, he was a tough little rascal, man. We're living for the Lord. We're coming to church here. And we would always try to get him to come to church. And he was always just so mean and so ugly. Emmanuel, brother, man, he's a tough one. I could talk about him because my brother-in-law, but he was always so tough. Marjorie, don't put me on Facebook tonight. But he was always so tough. And I can't remember how many years it was that he had came to the church and he stopped, Brother Corey, and then he had came back. He came back and this is after he was already doing well. He was already solidified and rooted in the body. And he said, hey, bro, how you doing? To recognize you. Praise God. He said, hey, we watched you. He said, I watched you for X amount of years. He said, I just watched. And we were new. We were young and married. He said, I watched the enemy whip you guys. He said, I watched you not have a whole lot of money. He said, I just watched you stay faithful to the church. I watched you cut the grass. I watched you, when you didn't have anything, just keep going to church. Amen. I watched you praise God. Amen. I want to tell you tonight that there are people that are watching you praise God. Amen. It's not only for you that you can have the power of God on your behalf, but there's a world that is watching you. There's a world that is seeing you to see if you're going to proclaim the name of the Lord. Amen. I'm telling you that God is doing something. When you begin to stand on the things of God and you begin to declare the things in the Spirit and you begin to stand when all you can do is stand, I'm telling you that God is at work in your life. Hallelujah. God is at work in your life. Hallelujah. Musicians, if you'll help me tonight. I was at a friend's place today. And a lady walked in, and this lady that walked in, she was just so happy. She was so happy, and I'm listening to her story, and she's telling my friend, and she said, yeah, I just came back from San Francisco. She said, I just had surgery, and, you know, she said they went in there robotically, and they did whatever they did, and she had cancer. She said, and they took the cancer out. And she was just like overly positive, you know. And I was like, I'm listening. And she said, they took the cancer out. She said, we serve a good God. And she began to tell more about her story. And she said, I have two boys and only one came and saw me, but the other one didn't. She goes, but we serve a good God. And she began to tell more about her story. And my friend, he's a Muslim where I was at. And she said, and we serve a good God. Amen. And that lady changed the whole atmosphere in that place because she began to declare, Brother Corey, that we serve a good God. Amen. And I believe tonight, amen, that there are things in our lives and there are situations tonight that we go through and there are things that we don't even understand, some of us today. It's like, you know, you're there for a moment, you get a little bit of victory, and you get your head above the water, and then boom, something else comes. Well, at least that's how it is for me. But something begins to happen when you just stand and you begin to say, you know what, Lord, no matter what happens, no matter what I go through, I'm going to declare your name. God, there's going to be a praise on my lips. God, I'm going to hold the banner of faith. I'm going to hold the banner of love. I'm going to hold the banner, God, of long suffering. Hallelujah. If you'll stand with me tonight, whoever you are tonight, amen, I pray tonight that something I said helped you, that something I said tonight challenged you. I pray tonight that God will be with you, that God would fight for you. But I pray tonight that there would be a praise on your lips. Amen. I pray tonight that you would begin to declare some things in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Can we pray tonight, church? Hallelujah. Oh, God, have your way in this place, God.